Life Audio.
Welcome back to the Team Us podcast, where we share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
Hey friends, we're Ted and Ashley Slater. Are you facing any stressful decisions right now? We've faced a ton of difficult decisions over the years, and today we're sharing how you can navigate stressful decisions together as a united team.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So, Ted, we've made a lot of decisions over the years that have been stressful.
Oh, yes.
In the last year and a half, a lot of those decisions have been related to our cross-country move.
Right.
Because we moved
Georgia to Arizona. Big move.
Yeah.
Big move.
And I think moves are always stressful and they can be hard on marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they involve financial decisions, and conflict over finances is one of the top reasons couples get divorced.
That's right.
Moves involve agreeing on where to move, what kind of house to live in, what to keep or not keep.
It is so hard to give stuff up when you're moving.
I know.
We've got to do it again soon.
Yeah, but it's a local move.
Yeah.
So it's not like we have to fit it all in the truck to go across the country.
Still, it's going to be stressful.
Well, yeah. But we anticipate that.
That's right.
Yeah. Because there are so many logistics. Like the house that we're having built is almost finished.
Mm-hmm.
So today we were going through a spreadsheet of what we'll need, you know, for a brand new house and looking at the budget and deciding what are the things that we have to do right away, you know, like outside lights and blinds and what we can wait longer for.
Right. A yard.
I know. I want a yard.
Me too.
For those of you who have not been to Arizona, there's dirt everywhere when you live in the desert. And some people, you know, like stone and grass down in their yards. In our rental,
it's just dirt.
Everything gets dusty.
And muddy.
I have been longing for
a yard
for quite a while.
Right.
But that looks like one of those things, just budget-wise, we're going to have
phase two.
Put off.
We will get you a yard before I get my smoker.
Yes, I want a yard and a fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. So it would be really easy for stressful seasons to pull us apart and turn us against each other instead of drawing us closer together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we always determine in advance to try to stay united. I mean, we have our ups and downs, and we'll talk about that. But our goal is to navigate all the decisions that come with a move or whatever stressful situation it is as a team.
And that requires a lot of communication, being on the same page, being aware of the things that come up and, you know, brainstorming solutions together.
Yeah, that's great. That's not even in my notes here. So that's a little bonus for you there.
Bonus.
Right. Okay. So for those of you listening, maybe you and your spouse are currently facing your own stressful decisions. If so, here are three team building strategies that we do our best to practice when faced with difficult choices. So number one, remember that it's us, not you and me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, on the podcast, we've talked a lot about this idea of us versus the problem.
Right.
Right.
And the problem in our example would be moving. And we use the term problem broadly to mean any sort of thing that you work together through.
Right. Exactly. And I think we've talked about it multiple times because it's such a big part.
The move or problems that we're on the...
Like us versus the problem.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Because, you know, in marriage, any stressful decision-making process can quickly become a me versus you face-off. You know, especially if there's like a disagreement on what the appropriate choice is or course of action, you know? And when we hit those moments of, you know, disagreement, we have to remind ourselves that we're on the same team. You know, that no matter what, we're in it together.
Right. I mean, we've talked about team a bunch.
The Team Us podcast.
Right, right. But like you think about a basketball team, you know, they work together to defeat the problem, which is the other team that they're playing against. If there's dissension among the members of the team, they're not going to succeed. You know, there's a camaraderie among all the team members. You get really close when you're fighting together against a problem, the other team and so on. So the concept of team is a really good one. I'm glad we sort of landed here.
Right. Well, I mean, it's that scriptural principle too of a house divided cannot stand, right?
That's true too, right? No.
You know, I mean, this doesn't mean, you know, as much as Ted, you and I try to remember we're on the same team, you know, and it's us against the problem. It doesn't mean that our decision-making process is always conflict-free. Mm-hmm. It's not. I think that stressful decisions have the ability to bring out the worst in us sometimes.
It could, sure.
But, you know, I think that we've both had, you know, bad moments in our recent move, you know.
Right. When I was freaking out I wasn't sure if everything had fit into the moving truck. And I don't know that I've really had a panic attack, but that experience when I was just getting overwhelmed, I'm not going to be able to fit everything into this vehicle. It felt unusual.
I think you were having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And well, I felt really bad for you.
You were like, oh yeah, moment. Now he gets it.
Yeah. Like I didn't want you to go through that because I don't know if I've ever seen you as much of a mess as you were in that moment.
A mess.
But I feel like it has given you more compassion and empathy for me when I have panic attacks, that it's this idea of, oh, wait, it can just kind of hit all of a sudden, even if I don't want it to. And it's hard to come down from it. But panic attacks, maybe that's another episode
at some point.
Yeah. I think that we understand when we're navigating stressful decisions that each of us will have at least one, if not more, bad moments. Mm-hmm. And so we're ready to repent and forgive, you know, to have humility and exercise grace. And I think that's a big thing. If you go into these stressful decisions, you know, determined to be a team, but also realize that, you know, we're both sinners who are imperfect, who are going to make mistakes. And that way those moments don't shock us.
Right. That reminds me of that. It was like a sermon or an audio encouragement or whatever, when we're just getting married.
Oh, when sinners say I do.
When sinners say I do. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a really downer kind of concept, but I found that really helpful that you're marrying a sinner and I'm marrying one as well. So
I think that really helped us go into marriage, realizing that grace needed to be a big foundation of our relationship.
Right.
You know,
that I need to accept your grace toward me when I screw up, and I need to be poised to extend it toward you when you're human.
Yeah. Yeah. Let each other have those bad moments. And I don't think knowing that you will have those bad moments and being ready to respond to them in a godly manner is a free pass to have bad moments.
To be selfish and self-centered. And
it's just realistic to know that when we're going through stressful things, it taps that cup of what's in our hearts. And
what's in the heart comes bubbling out.
Yeah.
Splashing out.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Okay. So an important part of navigating stressful decisions together as a team is also to remember that you love each other, even if you're not feeling that loving feeling.
I got a song in my head.
I know. I knew you would when I said that. Yeah, because I think when we're under stress and we're having to make important decisions, sometimes we can look at each other and go, I don't like you very much right now. I mean, we've had that happen.
Right.
You know, it can sometimes stress can make us feel like we only love each other because we're obligated by our vows to do so. But, you know, as we've mentioned before, feelings are fickle. They can be convincing when we're stressed, but they aren't reliable and they can't be trusted.
So don't follow your heart.
Right. The heart is deceitful above all else. I don't remember the scripture reference for that at the moment, but you can look it up.
Look it up.
Google it. And so an important part of navigating stressful decisions is to respond with right action, even if our feelings aren't inclined to. And I think our feelings eventually follow. And we have talked about that before.
Right.
And I think that plays into, you know, if one of you is acting poorly and having a bad moment, it's easy to go, wow, you're acting like a jerk right now. And I really don't like you.
You've not ever thought that. Come on.
Well, when we were moving, I'm going to get real honest here. When we were moving across the country from Georgia to Arizona, I think you were grieving the loss of leaving a lot more than I was. Mm-hmm. And I think that your grief came out in the form of maybe anger, because sometimes that's how grief is expressed. Mm-hmm. So you were just like Mr. Grumpy Pants. I mean, the whole move. And there were moments where I was like, I know I love him, but I'm not sure I like him very much right now.
Oof.
But I was trying to also tell myself, I might feel that way, but I know he's grieving. I know this is difficult. And so how can I try to respond with patience and grace, even though I don't feel like it?
You're a better person than I am.
I don't know. You can send me grace.
I do.
You know? Anyway, I feel like I'm all over the place with this one. But the main point is to first remember that it's us, not you and me.
Yes.
So when you experience a disagreement, which is really hard to navigate stressful decisions without having disagreements, the important thing is to be committed to working through it with the end goal of arriving on the same page, assuming the best of each other, and practicing grace. You know, remember that you love your spouse.
Right.
And act like it, even if you don't feel like it, because your feelings will follow right action.
That's heavy.
Take a moment, let it sink in.
Yeah, take a moment.
Okay. So 2, rather than focus on the stress, dream about the possibilities. So I think another way, Ted, that you and I strive to remain a team is to dream about the exciting possibilities that we anticipate resulting from the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the simple truth is that imagining positive outcomes is much more unifying than focusing on current stress.
Is this like psychology or something?
It
sounds like psychology. Like you found Psychology Today and started reading it.
No.
I mean, it makes sense, but it sounds like...
No, I just...
Profound.
I don't know. Anyway. No. Do you remember back in Virginia when you lost your job?
That time I lost my job. Yeah. How many times have I lost my job?
Oh, a lot. But, you know, that's been stressful every time. And here we are. We're still together and we still love each other and like each other most of the time.
I remember losing the job in Virginia and I was looking for stuff, but we did a lot of stuff as a family together during that time, right?
Right.
Where are you going with this?
No, that's not where I'm going.
Okay.
What I'm, you know, you were having a hard time finding a local job.
Right.
So what we did is we bought a map of the United States and we hung it up in our dining room.
Right. And we threw a dart at it.
I think we talked about that. I don't think we actually did that. But we were dreaming together and asking God to lead us in that dreaming. You know, we thought that maybe as we asked God for wisdom, he'd turn our attention to somewhere on that map.
Right, right.
And he did.
Right.
Like the map sparked something in you, Ted, and it brought back this interest you had in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And so then you sent an email to some friends you went to grad school with who worked out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. And you ended up working with them out there in Colorado. And we lived in Colorado Springs for a little over 5 years until you lost your job again. What was
Story of my life. Yeah. Losing jobs.
Yeah. You know.
That's what I do.
Reduction in force. I think that was.
It.
Yeah.
Riff.
But, you know, when you dream about the possibilities rather than focus on the stress, can keep you looking forward to the same future goals as you tackle all the hassles and conflict invoking aspects of, you know, a difficult or stressful decision.
That's real practical. You know, it gives you something to look forward to. You know, like when you go, it's a little of a tangent, but if you're going off to Disney or something, you know, the anticipation is part of the whole pleasant experience. So.
Oh, you're speaking my language. I am a planner. For me, part of the fun is the planning and anticipation. Like, well, and I'm thinking about our new house, which should be done the end of the month, hopefully, for a little bit, because it was taking so long. You couldn't even talk to me about it because I would get so upset.
Don't bring it up.
Right. So it was hard to dream about it because my heart was having a lot of disappointment with delays. But now that the finish date is actually in sight, you and I are having a lot of fun dreaming together about it.
Picking our outside lights that look like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 3, try to come to full agreement before making a big decision. You know, if we simply can't decide what the right decision is and it's not, there's no pressing deadline, you know, we wait, we pray about it, we talk about it. We don't have to rush to decide because it's better that we're in agreement.
What's an
if
example?
Possible.
I mean, something other than a move.
I would say buying like a car,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, oh, I don't know. You've got me stumped at the moment.
Oh, we're going on a cruise.
Yes.
And we discussed it different.
For our 20th wedding anniversary.
20th wedding anniversary.
Ted has never been on a cruise
never.
Either. I took one of our girls
in
on like
life.
A cruise with their dance company uh-huh. when she was dancing. But we decided 20th anniversary, mm-hmm. we needed to do something big
right?
to celebrate.
So we talked about a cruise that we could just drive to save money. And then we looked at different cruise lines and stuff. And a lot of discussion and, you know, research before we actually got on the same page. And that process was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was just kind of exploring the possibilities mm-hmm. and what is something that we'll both enjoy. And I don't feel like either of us had to compromise.
Right.
When we finally decided on which one we were going to go.
No, it just worked out. We both are on the same page now. Excited about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great example of like making a slow decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been times when we haven't been 100% in agreement, yet we've had to make a decision. And I think in those moments, you know, we do one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Either one.
We return it.
I might defer to your leadership because ultimately in our relationship, you're accountable to God.
Right.
I mean, I'm accountable for my own actions, but in our relationship. Yeah. Or we see which one of us has a stronger like gut feeling or, you know, one of us feels more strongly on mm-hmm. how God is leading us. And then we defer to each other.
Right. So if you have a 63% sense that this is what we should do, and I'm like more like 35%, you know, it makes sense for me to defer to what you're feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's a big thing is, you know, being willing to be flexible on that. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
I can think of one thing like in our new house.
Yeah.
You really wanted the soft close cabinet doors and drawers.
You know, it's funny. I didn't want those. I thought they're dumb. And then we went to, you're looking at me like, why are you disagreeing with me on?
We went to the
place where you pick out everything uh-huh. and they had the soft close and I did it.
And
it sparked joy. It made me giggle.
He started giggling. So and then he was hilarious. Like, I really need this. And I was like,
I really need this.
Okay. I think I could live without it, but okay. It's important to you. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be nice though. No one can slam drawers now.
Oh, just you wait. I can slam anything.
Oh goodness. All right.
Yes.
So to recap.
Yes. Let's recap.
When you're facing stressful decisions, here are three team building strategies you can use to help you navigate those decisions together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
One, remember that it's us, not you and me. And this includes anticipating that you'll have bad moments and being ready to practice humility and extend grace and to practice right action, even when you're like, I don't like my spouse right now, because those feelings of love will follow.
Do the right thing, even if you don't feel like it at the moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two, rather than focus on the stress, dream about the possibilities. Three, try to come to full agreement before making a big decision.
It's good.
All right. So it's time for the S Time Challenge.
Yep.
This week, I think it would be great if those of you listening, you know, think about a stressful decision that you're having to make right now and spend some time dreaming about the possibilities.
Of coming through the other side?
I don't know. It depends on what the situation is.
It.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be different for everyone. I don't know.
So the folks who listen to this podcast have an opportunity to like contact us or email us or get in touch with us? Because I'd be interested in hearing stories of what difficult things they've had on their plate that they're able to, you know, sort of brainstorm a possibility on.
Right. Well, they can go to my website, uh-huh. ashleyslater.com. There's a contact form there.
Okay.
Or
I
go
sincerely
to
would be interested in hearing.
Facebook or Instagram and send me a message.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll let you know. Go ahead and send us a message if you want to respond to that. All right. Well, that's it. So thanks for joining us on the Team Us podcast. We're looking forward to next time when we share with you some practical ways you can safeguard your marriage.
Team Us with Ted and Ashley Slater is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review the podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello. Punice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.